Audacity. Allegations that one car dealership is losing sales because bank loan officials and a rival car dealership are ganging up against it. Today's lead story, followed by other developments across the region. I'm Ken Richards, and this is the Caribbean News Roundup. A car dealership businessman in Roseau, Dominica, is alleging foul play that is allegedly putting his business at a serious disadvantage. In a voice note said to be coming from businessman Peter Karam and reportedly sent to the National Bank of Dominica, Karam says customers about to purchase a vehicle from his company are apparently being redirected by the bank's loan officer or officers to another business named in the voice note as Auto Trade.
Why would this be happening? Why would Auto Trade infiltrate into your loans officers and promise them and offer them big commissions if they can redirect customers their way? Poaching the customer from another car dealership. You know, that's once I get the customer to tell me who is the loans officers that told him that's a heavy duty class action lawsuit. That loans officer should lose his or her job instantly. This must stop. It is hurting me, Mr. Murphy, that one or more of your staff members are doing such, that Auto Trade is into this nasty, dirty, underhand dealings. It is nothing less than promising your staff in loans to direct customers to them and promise them commissions. Why would these people be doing such a thing, putting the bank into such disrepute? Please, Mr. Murphy, I am depending upon you, sir, to bring this to a halt and bring this to all parties concerned, sir. I'm not going to let this rest.
NBD has responded in a press release, acknowledging that it has become aware of a voice recording currently circulating on social media regarding certain allegations being made by a customer against NBD's employees. The bank says it takes these allegations very seriously and wishes to inform that, quote, we are conducting an investigation to determine the merits of the accusation, end quote. NBC says, as a commercial bank, it is a responsible corporate citizen guided by local legislation as well as both local and international banking standards. The National Bank of Dominica says it respects and values its customers and remain committed to ensure that integrity and customer confidentiality is maintained within the organization. USA News is also trying to reach the other party mentioned in the voice note, Auto Trade, in relation to the allegation made against that rival of Acme Garage Karam Limited, which issued the voice note. Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley says all Guyanese must be taken from poverty to prosperity with the country's oil wealth. The Barbadian leader has urged the government in Guyana to ensure that its citizens play major and key roles in the oil and gas sector. Mottley said that she had noted the complaints of regional and international private sector bodies about the country's local content policy and how it is structured. Here's Guyana News Source with this report.
Mottley said while it is important for investors to feel welcomed, it is also important that governments look out for their citizens by having them actively participate in and benefit meaningfully from the local resources.
The day that we do not provide opportunity for our citizens who participate in active citizenship, of being able to benefit from the patrimony of our country, is the day we sow the seeds of destruction of our nation.
Prime Minister Mottley pointed out that while there might be differences and conflicts, it's up to those in leadership positions to make the decision to put the people first and resolve those differences.
And it is our duty to be able to smooth that over, but to ensure that at no stage, as newly independent countries of the world, do we leave our citizens as tenants in their own land, but make them owners of all that they must survey.
Additionally, Ms. Mottley said Guyana has now reached a stage where it is operating on a different playing field, and the country must now utilize the opportunity to take its citizens who are stricken by poverty along the new path to prosperity.
But I believe that your country, Guyana, our country, Caribbean country, Guyana, has endured much has endured much, and you cannot move from being a highly indebted poor country to where you are today without being given the opportunity, one, to bring along your people who have suffered the indignity of that poverty for decades, but secondly, without being given the opportunity to participate globally in discussions that will affect your ability to manage the development of your people.
The Prime Minister of Barbados encouraged greater participation from all stakeholders as the country develops its natural resources in a sustainable manner.
Antigua's Immigration Minister, Chet Green, is providing more details about the government's impending amnesty for illegal immigrants. The minister was making his contribution to the budget debate in Parliament this week.
Immigration Minister Honorable E.P. Chet Green has defended the amnesty program soon to be rolled out in this country. According to the minister, it will benefit law-abiding immigrants who meet the criteria.
That migrants can become residents or citizens as the years of living here provides. And the nation in turn will benefit from their skills, their services and their financial contributions to schemes such as Social Security, medical benefits and the Board of Education.
Prime Minister Honorable Gaston Browne, in his presentation, had earlier made reference to development thrust for the year 2022 and beyond, highlighting the need for increased labor. Minister Green says this program is a solution.
Mr. Speaker, it makes sense, therefore, for us to grant an amnesty to persons so that they can not only fulfill part of the labor needs, but that they can do so without us having to import new workers into the country.
The minister has also assured there will be no new fees associated with the new amnesty initiative.
In other words, we're not adding any tiers of expenses to persons applying.
Applicants who have resided in Antigua and Barbuda for a continuous period of 4 years, but who have not yet completed 7 years, will be eligible for residency, while persons who have been residing for 7 years or more will be cleared for citizenship.
That report from ABS News. Economic growth in Jamaica, reports the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, is reporting that the economy grew by an estimated 6% during the third quarter of the fiscal year when compared to the October to December 2020 corresponding period. PIOJ Director General Dr. Wayne Henry made the revelation during the Institute's digital quarterly media briefing on Wednesday.
The estimated outturn for the review quarter largely reflected the impact of, one, the continued relaxation of COVID-19 containment measures globally, which facilitated increased domestic and external demand, resulting in a general uptick in economic activities. Two, increased operating hours for businesses, which facilitated higher capacity utilization rates and production levels. Three, higher levels of employment, as firms either resumed or ramped up operations, and four, increased business and consumer confidence associated with the prospects for strengthened economic outturn and increased employment in the short to medium term.
This is the third consecutive period of growth recorded since the April to June 2021 quarter. Analysts suggest it is a strong signal of the country's recovery from the economic fallout caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
And now this report about two women who injured each other in a brawl over a male companion in St. Lucia. Let's hear more from NBC Prime News.
Damaged acrylic nails, a washed out scene, and a blood-stained piece of cloth were left behind at the scene after pandemonium erupted near a roadside vending parlor. According to eyewitnesses, it all happened when the girlfriend of a male individual allegedly attacked another woman. According to eyewitnesses, the girlfriend stormed the business place demanding that the female cease from dating the man she has been involved with for decades. Moments later, a squabble ensued between the two. The female received a serious blow to the head, while her alleged attacker sustained a serious wound to her hand. Another woman also sustained a minor injury to her finger after attempting to intervene. Following the assault, a video showing the alleged assailant's wounded hand surfaced on social media.
The girl said she met the girl there. She saw the girl with her man last night. So she come and fight with the girl. I tried to stop her. She even cut me. So I was telling her, but yo, look, you just cut me, Kesha. So stop that, because look, you cut me already. So just stop that. It's fight she want to fight with my worker. Since last month, these two people have been problems like that. She's saying the girl with her man, whatever. They had make back already. And then I seen this morning there, I come to work. This morning that I come to work, and I seen another problem that come in there. I tried to stop her, but it's fight she wanted to fight with the girl. I tell the girl, well, even though Kesha come there and quarrel, go take Kesha on. Just pack your things. And then she will go. But Kesha said it's fight she wanted to fight. So when she buzzed the girl's head with the chair, the girl take the knife and the girl stab her in her hands.
Eyewitnesses say had it not been for the intervention of bystanders, the incident could have ended deadly.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 18th February. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.